Do you get uncomfortable when someone does something for you? I can. If we were to get real honest, real quick, I know the root of that uncomfortable feeling often is control mixed with a bit of pride, which has deeper roots of hurt and distrust. I know it well. You see, we want to do things ourselves. We don't want help. We don't want to depend on anyone. When we can't do something on our own and we really need help, we face a crisis. Will we accept help in our time of need? My husband and I learned this lesson early in our marriage. We were moving from an apartment to our first home in Houston, Texas. We had scheduled movers in the evening to miss the heat of the day. Our movers stood us up. We loaded up what we could in our cars and drove to our new home, planning to move the next day. In that season, we were part of a small community church. When we drove up, we were met with a row of trucks and SUVs. Our faith family wasn't going to let us reschedule anything. They were there to move us. They were there to wash our feet. To say we were uncomfortable was an understatement. Our "no, you're not" was met with, "you have a need," and "yes, we are." We were in need. We were humbled. We were blessed. When we don't admit or even recognize our need, we miss an opportunity to be blessed. John 13:3. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Peter didn't see the big picture. He didn't see his need in this moment. Jesus wanted him to see what it's really all about: love and humble service for one another. Doesn't it often take laying our pride down to see the bigger picture in moments or seasons God is at work? What Peter saw made him very uncomfortable, but what was at first uncomfortable became a lesson learned in not only how to serve, but also in how to submit. Whose feet are you washing? Who are you allowing to wash yours? Don't miss a blessing, and don't miss being blessed. This is how the body of Christ works. We need one another, and we need to love one another. When we surrender our lives to Jesus, we receive the undeserved love and grace of God. When you experience it, you can't help but share it with others. We do that in how we submit one to another and in how we love and serve one another. That is the big picture. That's the truth. Friends, we are all in need of a Savior. You can't save yourself. Jesus is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. He wants to wash you clean today, all of you. I pray you let him. He is the only one who can. If you missed any of this month's broadcasts, where we look deeper into the words of Jesus, you can find them all at lifeword.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Klein.